In the wake of Trump's healthcare cuts from his Big Beautiful Bill, San Francisco is aiming to target many healthcare programs, workers, and patients, with 127 workers already being laid off and three programs at risk of being cut. Among these programs are two that serve marginalized youth and one serving low-income seniors with mental health needs. Critics say Mayor Daniel Lori has gone through with many of these cuts at the expense of vulnerable populations, including low-income seniors, homeless and underserved youth, immigrants, and women and children of color. Jennifer Esteen, among the activists who spoke at the hearing.
Right now, the mayor, in addition to laying off workers, is trying to close programs that benefit seniors and youth, as well as our maternal, child, and adolescent health program, which sends healthcare providers and nurses in with mothers who recently gave birth and had a high-risk pregnancy, or upon delivery realized that they and their child need more care. But what the mayor is trying to do is close programs that offer this rich, vibrant, culturally competent care. And it seems as though he has total disregard for the people that we serve. It has to stop now.
Esteen says the mayor has offered no alternative to the budget cuts and has even failed to offer a solution to the overall problem. Although the mayor has put forth Prop C, Esteen says this is ultimately going to cause many more programs to be cut. Additionally, SEIU 10-1 has proposed Proposition D, a local San Francisco measure, on the June ballot as a solution. The measure is also known as the overpaid CEO tax.
Prop D says that any corporation that earns more than $1 billion annually will have to pay a tax. It would raise between $200 and $300 million annually, and it would undo the tax cuts caused by the federal government with the president's H.R. 1 terrible bill. So it gives us a lot of options for what to do with revenue that will disappear from the federal budget cuts. The voters of San Francisco have to say yes. They have to vote yes on Prop D on Election Day on June 2nd. And it's incredibly important that they do so. And it's an unfortunate harm that the mayor, who is supposed to be our fiscal steward, the person in charge of our budget, is telling people to harm the budget.
Many workers and union leaders worry about the coming future of health programs and its patients. Amongst them, activist Lisa Cadillo, a medical evaluation assistant at Michael Baxter Larkin Street Clinic, which is a public health clinic for youths, says, quote, "If this clinic is closed, kids would die," end quote. She adds that at the clinic, youths have found a place where they feel safe and they feel heard, and worries for the future of these children and the clinic overall. SEIU says they encourage the public to vote in support for Prop D, as it will ensure funding for healthcare programs, and say they will continue to protest and push for a solution in the near future. This is Brianna Vasquez for KPFA News.